Hello. Good evening.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, sir. My name is Stanley. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private marketing research firm. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Your answers will remain confidential, sir. Are you or anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed elected official, or active in any political campaign, sir?
No.
Thank you, sir.
Not at the moment. No, I'm not going to give you any personal information.
No, of course not, sir. I'm not going to ask you for any personal information, sir. Your preferred language.
I mean,
of course,
anything,
sir.
I'm
not going to ask you for anything. No name, no birth, nothing. Just first question. As you are aware, a few people actually vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commissioner. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commissioner on Tuesday, August 20th? Will you definitely vote? Very likely to vote? Somewhat likely to vote? Am not
okay.
Very likely to vote? Definitely vote. Thank you, sir. Much appreciated. And mail. And to which party, which political party are you registered, sir?
There's your sort of personal,
okay.
But that is public information.
Okay.
I'm registered Republican.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, any question you don't want to answer, just let me know, sir. It's fine with me. What is your main
well,
racial background?
It is public information if someone wants to take the effort to look into it, you know.
Right, I understand. The way things are nowadays is you have to be careful when dealing with things online and whatnot. I understand, of course. What's the main your main racial background?
By what?
Your racial background.
Racial?
I'm sorry, okay. Yeah, like
okay.
Caucasian,
yeah.
Asian. Hmm? Caucasian?
Yeah, Caucasian, yeah.
Thank you, sir. Okay, and here's the only thing I'm going to ask you is not your exact age, but I'm going to give you some in-betweens, and you tell me where you fit.
Yeah,
36,
definitely, 40. You know.
Uh-huh.
I'm mature.
So over 75 or 66, 75?
Well, I'm not over 75, but I'm mature, so that's the most I'm going to tell you.
Okay, that's okay. I put that you didn't want to say. Generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they got off on the wrong track, sir?
Well, that's a difficult question.
Well, take your time, sir. Tell me what you think.
I think in many ways things are going well, but just a little bit on the wrong track.
Okay. So you would say, Mom, if you had to choose between right direction or wrong track, which one would be your choice?
I go with wrong track if I have to choose one or the other.
Okay.
I just don't think it's extremely wrong, you know. I think it's
right.
Moderately
that's
on the wrong track.
That was the question was like the direction do you think it's going in?
Just the direction, not necessarily the extent of it, right?
Right. I get you. Okay. So from the following list, which is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that would make your daily life better? I'm going to go through the list. The first one is crime and neighborhood safety. The next one is housing and property insurance costs, followed by quality of life like growth and overdevelopment. The next would be traffic and congestion, followed by inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, followed by corruption in local government. And lastly, we have flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency. What is the most?
It does, but well, that's difficult. So many choices.
They all seem to be important.
Yeah, lifestyle, but I would include traffic with lifestyle.
Okay, so would you say
my
quality?
Me,
You're what?
I think the overcrowded condition is you know, bothers me the most, probably.
Okay,
the
so traffic and congestion?
Can't go anywhere any time of the day without traffic. Horrible traffic.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And people don't know how to drive.
And with gas prices, I understand. So would you say traffic and congestion is your main concern at this point?
Well, I guess it's one of them.
Okay.
It's up there.
Okay. So although it is a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commissioner were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? Would you definitely vote for a Democrat? Probably, or less, or lean slightly? Or would you definitely vote for a Republican? Probably, or lean slightly?
Probably for Republican.
Okay, and would you be definitely, probably, I heard that. Okay, mm-hmm. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of this person, you can also indicate that as well. So we'll start with the first one.
I don't follow local candidates as much, so go ahead.
You probably know some of them. So, do you know who Alfonso Leon is, Alfie?
No, I've heard the name. That's all I know.
Okay, thank you. No opinion. Would that describe your opinion? No opinion.
Yeah,
I
don't know anything about
it. We have Joe Biden, and the options are
first president ever.
Okay, so Joe Biden
He's
is either
victory.
Okay, so
Please?
You're very unfavorable, would you say, or somewhat unfavorable?
Yes. Very unfavorable toward Biden. He should be in prison.
Okay. And do you know who Rosie Cordero Stutz is?
Rosie Cordero what?
Stutz. S-T-U-T-Z.
S-T-U-V-E. I don't know who she is.
Okay, that's okay, sir. And Joe Carollo.
Yeah, I know he is, but I don't know. I hear one thing and then I hear the opposite thing. I don't know what to think about him.
So you know who they are, but you don't have an opinion. Is that would that make
I know
would
who
that
he
be
is.
Valid?
Yeah, man. I hear one person says he's bad, and then another person says, "Oh no, he's a good guy." They're just being unfair. So I don't really. I don't know which way to go. I'm like neutral on him.
Okay. Have you heard of Eileen Higgins?
Again, just the name. I really don't follow local politicians that much.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have an opinion on her because I know her name and that's all I know about her.
Okay. So let's move on with Joe Sanchez.
Again, same thing.
Okay. No opinion. Thank you.
But Carollo, I do know a number of things about him and voted mm-hmm. for him, but I hear so many, I hear things on both sides. So I'm still keeping my mind open on him.
Right. You're still doing your homework.
Yeah.
Got you. How about Daniela Levine Cava?
Cava? Negative.
Okay. Donald Trump.
Donald Trump?
Mm-hmm.
What was it?
Very favorable?
What was,
somewhat favorable? Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
You said very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Yes. Yes, sir.
I'll go to somewhat favorable.
Thank you, sir. Fabian Baisby.
Again, I don't know anything about him.
Okay. And we got Francis Suarez.
Francis Suarez. I would say somewhat negative. He's done some things I don't like.
Okay. Perfect. So then we have Vicky Lopez.
Is she the state representative?
You see, us that do the surveys they don't get people from your area because they wouldn't want us swaying you towards anybody. To keep us in the middle. Mm-hmm.
Vicky Lopez, so, I'm pretty sure, do you know if she's a state representative or not?
Oh, yeah. Well, all of these people that I'm mentioning to you are somewhat involved in the next
Well, those are mostly county people. A lot of them you mentioned are county.
Yeah, it's mayor, county commissioner, and then we have the president.
I'm just trying to Lopez is such a common name. I think if that's the state representative, I have a very favorable opinion of her.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now we have next Carlos Jimenez.
Well, I know him personally. Slightly, occasionally.
Yeah, cross paths?
Well, I don't know what to say because I've been disappointed in a number of things he's done.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'll go somewhat favorable.
Okay, somewhat favorable, and that was for Mr. Jimenez. Okay, Alex Diaz de la Portilla.
Portilla. I mean, mm-hmm. Well, I better stay neutral because you know, he's got two brothers, and I get them all mixed up.
Okay.
I don't know.
So you'd say no opinion for him?
Yeah, no opinion.
Thank you, sir. What about Miguel Silliman?
I don't know him.
You know him? Okay. And then we have Maria Elvira Salazar. Sorry.
Suarez, right?
No, it's Maria Elvira Salazar.
Yeah. Or Salazar, right. Yeah, she's my representative. Somewhat unfavorable.
Got it. Thank you, sir. And then
she claims
now
to be conservative, and she never votes for conservative issues.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Joe Carollo, Elaine Higgins. This is Commission, County Commission. Carollo, thank
between
you.
Those two, just between those two, right?
Right, and then here's another comparison.
Carollo.
Mm-hmm. And then for the primary election for Miami-Dade Commission were held today, among these two candidates, who would you vote for? Alfonso Leon or Eileen Higgins?
See, I would have to research that because I'm just not familiar with some of those people.
I could put undecided. Would that be okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. Moving on, the next one would be the same. Miami-Dade County Commission were held today. Miguel Silliman or Eileen Higgins?
Undecided.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, moving on. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Eileen Higgins is doing as your county commissioner?
I don't know. See, I don't follow local politics that much. I don't really know anything about her.
Okay. So
that would be what, undecided, or what your neutral decision?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
You don't know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's move on. You will now be given some statements about Eileen Higgins. Please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Eileen Higgins in the election for Miami-Dade Commissioner. If each makes no difference, you could indicate that to me as well, sir. So Eileen Higgins gave billions of taxpayer dollars to foreign developers for rail projects that were never completed, and Higgins supported a controversial rail project to Miami Beach that would bring more congestion and crime to residential neighborhoods. How do you feel about that, sir?
Well, the first thing you said, she gave millions or billions to foreign investors?
Right. Elaine Higgins gave billions of taxpayer dollars to foreign developers for a rail project.
Okay. I'm against that. That sounds bad to me.
Okay, so that makes you less likely to vote for her, correct?
Less likely to vote for her, yes.
Okay, much less or somewhat less?
A lot less.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Because it shows bad judgment as well as maybe some other problems.
Right, I hear you. Elaine Higgins says she wants to improve transportation for residents, but under her watch, Miami-Dade just received a F score in transit and mobility. Higgins cut over 1,000 bus stops and routes that so many of our residents depend on, which has led to more crowded buses, higher costs, and people not getting work on time. In one case, Higgins cut a bus stop that an 80-year-old woman uses every day and resulted in her having to walk more than 30 minutes to the next closest stop or taking expensive alternatives like Uber or Lyft. How does that make you feel, sir?
Less likely.
Less likely. Thank you.
To support her, yeah.
Right. Somewhat or much?
I'll say somewhat because there could be some mitigating factors there.
Right. And so you're a fair person. Excellent. While so many are struggling to make ends meet, Eileen Higgins actually voted to more than double her taxpayer-funded compensation and benefits to $130,000 per year. How do you feel about that, sir?
very, very unlikely.
Much less likely.
Based on that.
Mm-hmm. So during these challenging times, Eileen Higgins actually voted against lowering property taxes for Miami-Dade County homeowners by nearly $20 million. How does that make you feel, sir?
Very negative, very unlikely, because the dollar values are skyrocketing, which means that people are paying much higher property taxes, but it's based on inflation, and I just don't think it's fair.
Right. Believe me, when it comes to that topic, it doesn't matter where you are in the country. I think we're all feeling it.
And I know some years ago, maybe it was 20 years ago, property appraiser did. He lowered everybody's real estate taxes because values had gone up so much, and they were actually collecting more money than they needed in the county. And he lowered everybody's property taxes.
Wow, I've never even seen that happen in my lifetime, somebody lowering
taxes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So next question, sir. Since Elaine Higgins took office 6 years ago, Miami-Dade County has become the most unaffordable place to live and work in the country, with housing costs in your community more than doubling and Miami having the highest inflation rate in the United States. Higgins has failed to address the affordability crisis, and her policies have only made it worse, especially for seniors on fixed incomes. How do you feel about that?
We have the highest rental prices in the country.
Wow.
That makes me very unfavorable toward her.
Okay, thank you, sir. And this is the last one for this section, and we're about done, sir. Elaine Higgins' campaign has received hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contributions from the corrupt big developers who are pushing out longtime residents from their homes by building high-end luxury properties that everyday people cannot afford and bring more traffic and congestion to your neighborhood. How does that make you feel, sir?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you.
Against.
Gotcha. Okay, and one last time, you'll be asked a few short questions about the primary elections for Miami-Dade County Commission. And the primary were held today. They're just going over the same thing again, after what you read may affect your voting. So for whom would you vote for Miami-Dade Commissioner if it was held today? Joe Carollo, Elaine Higgins?
Joe Carollo.
Okay, thanks, sir. And the next question, same question, and this is for Alfonso Leon and Elaine Higgins. Or Eileen Higgins.
It's a repeat, right?
Yes, that's a repeat of that.
I don't have an opinion. They're probably voting against her, but the things she mentioned, I guess that's the point. If you change my mind, but I mean, if those things showed to be, I'll do some research before the election, and if those things are correct, I'd be very much against her,
Right. Well, that's a very bad person. Well, it's hard for me to say, but so you would Joe Carollo, and then the next one would be Alfonso Leon or Ms. Higgins.
Is Alfonso any better?
I don't know. But you told me at the beginning it was undecided. Would you like to keep it like that?
Yeah.
Okay. I see you kind of in the middle, like you want to still make up.
I need more information before I make it.
Right.
Opinion. Yeah. I did vote for Carollo in the past, but, I asked a good friend of mine his opinion, and it's partially based on that and all, but I've heard some bad things about it, so I don't know. But some of these other people, I just don't follow the local politics. I've been involved in state politics and federal politics.
Right. But these are the ones that kind of a lot of these things directly affect you in your pocket.
You're right. You're right. Sometimes they're very important things. I don't know. I guess I'm failing the way. I'm actually a manager of election polling.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's right. Good for you. Okay, so then they're going to be asking you some questions.
But we're not allowed to have any opinions, We can't have any opinion whatsoever.
us, we're in the same boat, so it's kind of hard for me sometimes. I have to bite my tongue all the time and not give an opinion. But I understand you, though. I do understand, especially the thing with inflation. Mm-hmm. So we would keep it.
Things are bad. If somebody comes in the polling place and lays down a pen with a candidate's name on the table and I don't notice it, that can be an issue, you know?
Oh, really? Wow. Strict.
Oh, yeah. You can't, no advertising in the polling place. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't, you can't say anything that leans the voter in any direction, you know?
Yeah, well, yeah, of course.
Like
of course.
You're doing, but even more severe. And that's by law. That's by law. That's not just
right,
by,
of course.
Employers, but employers, instructions or something. But I mean, you can get in trouble legally if you.
Sure, of course.
If
you manipulate the participant. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you try to influence them in any way, or maybe mm-hmm. trying to influence somebody, you just say something you didn't think about, you know, that could be taken as an influence. You know, the only thing, the voters can wear clothing, like you have a t-shirt for mm-hmm. candidate John Smith. You can wear that into the polling place. But
there's a dress code for that?
When you're voting, you could wear something like that, yeah. But you can't, you can't leave any, hand out any literature or, you know.
Oh, I see. I get it.
Talk to anybody about it. You know, even the voters, I mean, you know. And the employees and the manager, you know, can't nothing that comes close to a preference, you know.
Right.
That's what it should be. That's what it should be, you know.
A fair election. Got you. Yeah. And how about, this is just for demographics. What is the last grade of formal education that you've completed, sir?
Postgraduate degree.
Nice. Okay, sir. Well, that concludes the survey. I appreciate your time and had a good conversation with you. And thanks for participating, sir. Have a great night.
Okay, you're right. Appreciate it. Let me ask you one question for you. What city or state are you located in?
Our surveys is, company is based in Florida, actually, but I'm not from Florida. I'm from California.
But to me, you said they choose people who aren't local, so they're not.
I'm from California. Right. I'm from
California.
California.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they may have people from all over the country?
Yeah. Yes. Of course. Okay. Yeah. They have to.
I mean, it sounds like a good idea. I mean, you know, you don't want somebody who's campaigning for a certain candidate, you know.
I'm not campaigning for anybody.
Trying to get a, right. I mean, your employer wouldn't want that, you know, because then you're going to get biased answers, you know.
Exactly. No, this is a second job for me, you know, because of what we spoke about earlier, right, about the inflation. I had to get a second job so I can, you know, keep my family living the way that, you know, their lifestyle up, you know.
I know, the cost of gas and everything else. I swear to God, my SUV is getting... It calculates the mileage and claims it's same, but I see myself buying gas much more often. I don't know, maybe that's my imagination.
And I got a motorcycle.
Sure, pay more for gas than we are.
But, I got a motorcycle for that reason.
That's the way to go now. You know, 40 miles a gallon or something, 60 miles a gallon.
God, it's a huge difference, but I just use it for work and small errands. But it definitely saves a lot of money on gas, for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sir. Well, I really appreciate all your time and great conversation. You have a wonderful night, sir. Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.